item 1056.
Request of Lightning Watchdog X to address council regarding Lightning Watchdog X disrupts Uber and Lyft.
Morning.
Good morning. My name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Watchdog PDX. One of the concerns I have with Uber and Lyft, the TNC company, is again, during the pilot project, we're losing too many profits to the traditional cab companies. And I feel the traditional cab companies themselves are losing valuation at a very rapid pace. In my opinion, possibly 30 to 50% at this time. Again, I've had an issue on the caps, and I really don't want the floodgate open for Uber and Lyft, allowing them as many drivers as they possibly want. I want to have a little bit more sensibility on the cap issue. I want more data provided. I'd like to see Uber and Lyft at a cap permitted drivers, Uber 250, Lyft 250. Until we're done with the pilot project and have a clear understanding that I think the direction we're going is that our public transportation is going to be jeopardized pertaining to TriMet Max streetcar bus. When Uber and Lyft, if they begin to flood the market with their drivers, eventually what they're going to do is begin to target public transportation. As you know, my understanding, they're in negotiations with the Timbers possibly to work out something. They're going to be negotiating in a lot of different areas to take that business away from the public transportation. So when the consumers think that without a cap and we just flood the market with additional drivers, that's to your benefit. It's going to drop down the prices. Think again, because when public transportation begins to lose profits, we're going to come back to you and ask you to start paying the losses. We're going to come back to you and start asking you to start paying the deferred maintenance because we can't sustain the systems. We have billions and billions of dollars tied up into the transportation system. We cannot jeopardize it. We cannot look at projected incomes on doing new developments and say, hey, we're going to meet certain numbers on those new developments based upon projections when we're not doing the data with Uber and Lyft involved in the picture. Uber and Lyft is the greatest threat to public transportation in the city of Portland. And if we don't have the data to substantiate that I am wrong, I do not recommend that we allow Uber and Lyft to stay in the market without caps when the pilot program ends. That would be a level playing field, also like the traditional taxi cab companies have. And Uber and Lyft need to have a cap put in position to understand what it's going to do in the future on public transportation. And we can get that data from other states. And again, they're beginning to focus on that profit, and it will hurt the city of Portland. Thank you.
Thank you.